Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country needs to increase military spending and update its armed forces. In his nationally televised State of the Nation speech, Putin only alluded to the criticism Russia has received from U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney. Last week, Cheney reprimanded Moscow for using its energy reserves to threaten other countries. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports on the harsh words between Washington and Moscow.
U.S. officials have made similar charges against Russia before, but never at such a high level. Vice President Cheney said the Kremlin is backtracking on democracy, but it's energy that's dominating concern in Washington. Vice President Cheney.
No legitimate interest is served when oil and gas become tools of intimidation or blackmail, either by supply manipulation or attempts to monopolize transportation.
Cheney spoke in Lithuania at a meeting of Baltic and Black Sea state leaders. Russian newspapers compared his rebuke to Winston Churchill's famous 1946 speech that coined the term Iron Curtain and helped launch the Cold War. Moscow's official response was softer. Speaking in his State of the Nation address today, Putin only alluded to Washington.
Not everyone in the world has been able to move on from the stereotypes of bloc thinking and prejudices which are a carryover over from the epoch of global confrontation, though there have been fundamental changes in the world.
On Monday, Russia's energy minister wrote an op-ed in the Financial Times, saying Western commentators were distorting Russia's energy policies. But Cheney's remarks reflect widespread concern about dependence on Russia amid mounting global demand for energy. Moscow is the world's number two oil exporter and sits on the planet's largest reserves of natural gas. Russia supplies Europe with about a quarter of its gas needs. Europe's dependence on Russian gas became starkly clear last January, when Moscow temporarily cut off gas supplies to Ukraine, and Western European gas supplies were disrupted after Kiev refused to pay a four-fold price increase. Moscow says it's now planning to hike prices to its ally Belarus, a move analysts say is intended to pressure the Belarusians to hand over a stake in their gas distribution network. The Carnegie Moscow Center's Lilia Shevtsova says Russia sees energy as its key to global power.
Energy became, in fact, a substitution for nuclear weapon. Energy became a political instrument, and it's a very dangerous and it's a lethal weapon.
Now Moscow wants to buy into Western retail distribution networks. Analysts say it's part of a grand design to boost already soaring profits and consolidate control. Moscow also controls gas supplies from Central Asian countries and Iran, which must cross Russian pipelines to get to Europe. Harvard University's Marshall Goldman says Russia's transport monopoly makes it stronger on the international stage than ever before.
In the Cold War, there was mutually assured destruction. They had weapons, we had weapons, so we didn't use it and they didn't use it. But in this case, something I call MAR, mutually assured restraint, does not exist. They could use their energy weapon, and there's nothing we can do to offset it, to balance it off, to counterbalance it.
One of the biggest potential conflict areas is the Caspian Sea. After Vice President Cheney made his speech in Lithuania last week, he headed for Kazakhstan to pressure the Central Asian country to increase Western access to its Caspian reserves. Kazakhstan has already backed the building of a new pipeline to bypass Russia. Goldman believes it's vital to break Moscow's transport monopoly, but that the Kremlin will try to block any such move in what it sees as its own sphere of influence.
It's going to be tricky. And if he can pull it off, that will be a major pellet in Cheney's shotgun.
Carnegie's Lilia Shevtsova says Russians saw Cheney's speech last week as especially humiliating because it comes ahead of a highly anticipated G8 summit meeting in July, when Russia will host leaders of the group of leading industrial countries. What was once expected to be a non-event may now become a contentious gathering as participants draw up their energy agendas. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.